Hello and welcome back to the Audio DDD with Reb D, the audio daily dose of Daf, the show where we talk a Daf lesson a day in a few minutes your way. We're looking at Erev 93, the idea of putting down roots. Rabba Bar of Hanan said to Abaye, do we not find other examples of a partition that causes prohibition? It's taught in a Braisa dealing with the laws of Kalei HaKerem. Dealing with the idea of vineyards and planting. If in a house that is half roofed and half unroofed, if there are vines growing here under the roof part, it is permitted to plant grain or greens here in the unroofed part, even without leaving the normally required distance of 4 amos between the vineyard and the plantings. For the edge of the roof that ends in the middle of the house is viewed as descending and partitioning the house at that point. And the Gemara goes on to say, but Rabba Bar Rav Hanan observes if he had evened out the roof. If he completed the roofs that had covered the entire house, it would be prohibited to plant grain or greens within 4 amos of the vines. We see then that adding a roof, which is a form of partition, can cause a prohibition, unlike a bias contention. For me, the idea here today is about putting down roots, taking the plants and finding the vines, finding the idea of where the roots are going, where the vines are going, where the plant is taking you. Where is your life taking you? Are you putting down roots in the soil of your life? Are you entrenching yourself in the history of the world and the future of this world that's coming and the world to come itself? What are you doing with your time on this world? We're given 120 years, we hope. And how many hours go to sleeping? How many hours go to eating? How many hours go to chores around the house? What are we doing with the hours? Are we putting down the proper roots? Are we making sure to take hold of the world and to grab as many mitzvahs as we can? Somebody who has entrenched roots in the ground, all the winds of the world cannot blow it over. The Mishnah Perkei Avos talks about someone who learns young, someone who learns old, but I would also say someone who's entrenched in Torah and mitzvahs has tons and tons of roots that anything in life can't topple him over. Even if he sins, even if he falls, even if he has to deal with afflictions and addictions, bad traits and bad midos, if he's a solid mitzvah person, a solid chesed person, a solid Torah person, tries so hard to be enmeshed in those things in every day of his life, that's a person that has solid roots, that has a lot of planting in the ground, a lot of vines in the ground. No matter what comes, what's thrown at him in the world, the tree will not topple over. This person will not topple over. Ki Adam Eitz HaSadeh, the Pasuk teaches us, the man is like the tree of the field. If your tree is full of mitzvahs, full of chesed, full of Torah, nothing can topple you over. Make sure your life, your tree, your family, your existence is enmeshed in the Torah and the mitzvot and the chesed so that nothing could topple you over. As the Gemara talks to us and tells us about the vines, the planting, the roots, make sure in your own life, in your own existence, in the time you're given to this world, that your tree, your firm rooting in this world is so enmeshed in having a good name and doing such Torah, chesed, and mitzvot that nothing can topple it over, nothing can break it over. A life that's conversely lived, God forbid, full of hevel, full of materialism, full of chasing money, fame, honor, anything could topple that over, and it's not firmly enrooted and enmeshed in the ground. Our life, our existence, our time in this world should be fully rooted, enmeshed, and planted in the ground that nothing in the world, nothing in the existence could ever turn it over. And the only way to do that is to be fully involved in as much Torah, mitzvahs, and chesed every day, as much as we can, day by day. Join us next time as we talk Erevin 94 here on the Audio DDD with Reb T.